The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Mina Kimes, Tim Kalishaw, Frank Isola, and making their Around the Horn debut, Martenzi Johnson. Huzzah! Welcome, Martenzi. Today, Eric Bieniemy says, why not Washington? Lamar Jackson has a Watson deal or bust idea. And the Bruins' bold strategy for the points record. We could care less. Let's go around the horn.
Terrible.
I want a Mina deal. That's what I want.
Martenzi Johnson comes to us, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, born and raised on Wisconsin, and then Missouri Journalism School. You've read him at Enscape, and his most recent piece on the legacy of Bill Russell is a must-read. Martenzi, tell us your life story. Start at the beginning. Leave nothing out. You've got 7 seconds.
Yeah, I was born at 2 p.m. I'm a Gemini, and literally my first words were Bucks in six.
Oh, okay. So he's putting it out there, Milwaukee. Welcome. You know how the show works, right? This is how this show works. Know. Your first mute. Let's go around the horn. Our first word, Eric Bieniemy, introduced today as Washington Commanders offensive coordinator.
One thing in this profession you learn. Comfort is the enemy of progress, okay? So when it's all said and done with, I don't like being comfortable. So I'm about accepting challenges and moving forward. So this presents a challenge. But when it's all said and done with, why not Washington?
Why not Washington? On how you heard Eric Bieniemy today, should we go to the rookie first? Let's go around the horn, Martenzi Johnson.
Why not Washington? Because they swap out quarterbacks and head coaches. Like, I switched my Air Jordans. So that's okay. Why not Washington. But what he just said there, comfort is the enemy of progress. That's a bar. That's a coach that you want to play for. So I understand why he got this job. Now, I could harp on the fact that he's had a top five offense for the last 5 years and does not have a head coaching position. I could harp on the fact that he outdueled the offensive coordinator and the defensive coordinator for the Eagles in the Super Bowl, and they got a job and he didn't. But I won't, because he's accepted his fate and he wants to be an offensive coordinator. He doesn't see this as a lateral move, and I have to believe him at this point.
Frank Isola, how'd you hear Bieniemy today?
You know, I thought it was interesting because even though he's won two Super Bowls, it's almost as if he was introducing himself to other NFL owners, I think to the public at large. You don't really see him talking that much. You don't see him in a suit. So I think he's getting very good advice. This was handled like it was a head coach press conference. And so from that standpoint, I thought he knocked it out of the park. But I would say this about the job that he got. And he talked about a challenge. This is a challenge because you don't have Patrick Mahomes as your quarterback anymore. I wouldn't mind working for Ron Rivera. But going to that organization, that is not going to be easy. To me, he's taking a big chance here for a number of reasons. I would have loved to go to Baltimore. If I'm going to leave and make a lateral move, I'd rather go to a more stable organization.
So you find yourself asking, why Washington instead of why not Washington? Tim Kalishaw, to you.
You know, I was the only panelist, Tony, who took the blue line out to Washington, to FedEx, to see Sam Howell
and then you walk
play the Cowboys
the blue
in the
line,
final
right? It's
game.
Like a mile
I saw this team, this offense has some potential. This offense has some potential.
Do they have a quarterback?
No, really. I mean, but they will. They always have a mild mid-tier quarterback. But the thing is, you look at his attitude. He interviewed 15 times for head coaching jobs. Didn't get any of them, obviously. And every time he went to an interview, the worst he could say, had to say was, well, we were in the AFC Championship game last year, and we were one of the highest-ranked offenses. So I don't know how he manages to do it, but at least this time, whatever they do in Washington, good, he will get the credit for it.
And Mina Kimes on what you heard from Eric Bieniemy today, and what do you think of this move?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how Eric Bieniemy performs in interviews behind closed doors, but out in the open, he sure does seem and sound like a head coach. I thought he came across great, but I was equally interested by something he didn't say at his presser. Sam Fortier for the Washington Post reported that when he met Sam Howell, he said, "I feel like I already know you." That tells me that he has spent a lot of time talking to Washington about a plan for Sam Howell, and there may be some truth to the idea that they plan to roll with a second-year player. And I have to say, I'm actually pretty excited about that, because a lot of things that Sam Howell is good at, based on his time at UNC and the limited action we saw last year, quick release, deep ball mobility, are things that Eric Bieniemy knows how to capitalize on as a play caller. Not saying he's going to be Mahomes, but I am saying we will see some of the principles we saw with Kansas City, and I think that's pretty exciting.
So a presumption that he took this job and they were going to get a new quarterback this year, you don't exactly think that has to be the final result here. It could be Sam Howell's job, and that could be Bieniemy's next project?
I do believe that. And I also would say it's not a career killer for Eric Bieniemy. If they do go with Sam Howell, the expectations will be very low. He has an opportunity to leapfrog those expectations, I believe, and show he can develop a young quarterback. And I think that could be really fascinating.
Let's take a look at the scores now that we have Martenzi Johnson in his first career show. Tim Kalishaw on his 1,969th show. 0 points, Tim. Martenzi Johnson in the lead.
What are you saying? What are you saying?
Alabama, South Carolina last night. Very good basketball game. This is not a story about a basketball game. For a headline to read, Miller plays amid link to shooting. Hits OT winner. Four, Brandon Miller's career high, 41, to come 2 days after a detective testified of his involvement in transporting a gun to what turned into the site of a murder. It's the position Alabama, the university, and the basketball team, and basketball fans around the country find themselves in last night. It was about 3.5 hours before tip-off when Alabama announced Miller would play. Via statement, school noted he was active because he was never considered a suspect, only a cooperative witness in the ongoing murder investigation into the death of Jamia Janae Harris, for which Alabama player, and now former player, Darius Miles is facing capital charges. On the court, ESPN's Jeff Borzello reported Miller was heckled by South Carolina fans with chants of guilty and lock him up. Tim Kalisha, watching it all play out last night, where were your thoughts?
I mean, there are a lot of thoughts, and to try to condense them, you know, I would say first, anytime you're asking the university president and the legal counsel about playing a player, maybe you've already answered the question. Maybe if you're going that far, you shouldn't be. But I think that's kind of an easy answer for outsiders to say, sit him, sit this lottery pick who can take you to the Final Four, you know, because of this thing that's out there. If you can believe Miller's attorney, that the gun is not his. The gun is in the backseat. The gun is under some clothes. He didn't touch the gun. He didn't even possibly see the gun. And he left when the shooting started. Then there may be a degree of, at least not guilty, I won't say innocence, to what Miller did that night. If he was already headed that way long before the text message came in from Darius Miles saying, "I need my gun." So it's a very tough situation. I don't think it's as easy as saying end this guy's college career. And the hard part for me is if you take him out now, how do you ever get him back on the floor?
Mina Kimes, watching it play out last night.
You know, the first story I read about this morning wasn't about the basketball, but it was an interview on AL.com with the stepfather of Jamia Harris, where he spoke about how hurtful it was to read Coach Nate Oates' comments saying Miller was in the wrong place at the wrong time. Now, the coach has since apologized for that, saying he has more information. But reading that, I was thinking, what is it like to be the family of this woman today, seeing basketball commentary and having her senseless murder almost positioned as an afterthought or at worst, adversity, which is something we see too often, I think, with sports. And that's not to say that Miller should never play college basketball again, but I firmly believe he shouldn't have played last night because it sets us up for this moment where everything, talking about his performance, it just feels incredibly callous. Mm-hmm.
Frank Isola.
I can't believe he played last night. Listen, the guy's a great player. He's going to be a lottery pick. When you talk about ending his college career is going to be over the first week of April, whether they go to the Final Four, play in the national championship, whatever the case may be. I read what his attorney said. He makes him out to be like he's the most naive person in the world. This is his friend, yet he's picking him up at 2, 3 in the morning. Regardless of that, he is connected in somehow to this. He should not, at the very least, after the information that came out 2 days ago, how about pausing for a week at least? To have him out there playing last night, I don't know how you can justify. We're suspending guys for cheating on tests, for stealing an apple from the cafeteria. I mean, come on. It doesn't make any sense that he was playing last night. I'm sorry.
Martenzi Johnson.
Yeah, I think it would be disingenuous to, one, downplay that he did play well last night. Like, the 41 points being a career high, it's not that that's not important, but that is something that happened. But as I'm watching this game, as I'm watching him make the game-winning shot, all I can think of is this woman, that she is no longer living, that she left a child because of partly the actions of the Alabama player. And until we can get past that point, like you said, maybe he plays again, maybe he doesn't. I don't really care. Like, he's going to be a top five pick in the NBA no matter what, so why does it really matter? But we can stop for a second, acknowledge the fact that someone who was at least tangentially related to this incident was playing last night, and all we seem to care about was that he scored 41 points in Alabama.
Well, I wouldn't exactly say that, but the school does, of course, care about their basketball team, and they're making decisions. And Tim Kalishaw, I'll bring you back in here. That's their right to make decisions like this. This is a program, though, which also has a former player, but a player at the time, now charged with capital murder charges.
All right.
Yeah, I mean, and that's obviously a challenging situation. I just wanted to say, we want things to be a certain way, but I just watched Kelvin Joseph play an entire season for the Cowboys after being in a car in which a murder was committed. And there's no question about that. And he was not as quick to go to the authorities as Brandon Miller was. So, I mean, these things aren't always the way we'd like them to be.
Meena, you brought something up, how it's viewed as sometimes. Well, we heard Nate Oates last night call it the mental toughness of Brandon Miller, you know, being praised for that. How this has become something, an adversity for the team and the program. And they pray at the practice when all that does is really demonstrate how far removed this is from the reality of the family, of the Harris family. That piece you talked about, Joe Goodman in Alabama.com. Interesting piece that he wrote interviewing. And I walked away with one more thing on this, you know. It was the wrong place at the wrong time. Oates' initial comments, which he's taken back. He did nothing wrong. Another comment. But did anybody do anything right here? We'll take a break.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guarantee Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Welcome back to Around the Horn, coming to you from the Seaport. Brought to you by Grey Goose.
In today's Lamar Jackson report from ESPN's Jeremy Fowler and Jameson Hensley, there was a note here that Jackson, in refusing all the offers from Baltimore last year, or in all his counter offers that he made, he asked for fully guaranteed deals that exceeded Deshaun Watson's deal with Cleveland. So, Meena Kimes, as you consider what might be ahead, buy or sell?
I am buying that he's asking for it, and I am buying that it's logical. We talk about the Watson contract being what he wants, but I'm going to point you to a different quarterback, and that's Kirk Cousins, who played things out with Washington, left, and got the first multi-year fully guaranteed contract. I think we would all agree Lamar Jackson is a more valuable quarterback than Kirk Cousins, so of course he's looking at that and saying, yeah, I'll play this out because if you let me leave, another team will pay me that money.
Tim Kalishaw.
I'm not even totally sure about that Cousins point, but I'm going to leave that alone for now because I know where that's going to go.
Let me just over say Lamar Jackson. Let me say that.
I didn't say that.
Look at me in his face. That. You said
what,
it.
Here's what I'm saying. Here's what I'm saying. The Deshaun Watson contract, he basically became a free agent in the most tortured way ever, and we hope nobody ever repeats that. Lamar isn't free. Mina mentioned Cousins playing for the franchise tag. That's what he had to do. That's what Dak had to do. Sometimes you have to do that. Lamar may have to play 1 year for $40 million and live with that. And because he's not going to get that Deshaun Watson money and he doesn't deserve it.
Martenzie Johnson.
I'm buying it. This man had 36 touchdowns and 1,200 yards rushing in the same season as my Enscape teammate Dominique Foxworth would say. Pay that man.
Okay, but Tim Kalishaw, either he's part of the Four Horsemen here or he's saying that was 4 years ago.
Four is more than the minus 2 points that Tim Kalishaw has right now.
Wow. It's Frank Isola, Lamar Jackson.
Okay.
Yeah, so Mina's going to tell you that quarterback records don't matter because it doesn't support our argument. He's been part of one playoff win.
Oh, my goodness, what's
thus
happening
far.
Right now?
All right, that's number one. The guy, you could definitely win with him, but can we at least acknowledge he's coming off of a serious knee injury? He is a running quarterback. We're just going to break the bank now for the guy. I'd be careful with that. And he should not leave Baltimore. It's the best organization for him.
Oh, wait. Is there an answer to the question, though, Frank, before I go back to Mina here?
I'm not giving him crazy money.
You're not guaranteeing
he doesn't have to get Deshaun. He's going to get crazy money anyway. It doesn't have to be Deshaun.
Mina comes back
money.
In.
Yeah, I mean, good luck wandering in the quarterback wilderness if you let him go, Baltimore, because all offseason we're going to be talking about desperate teams and you'll suddenly become one of them.
Tim Kalishaw, picking up the pieces of your life after MJ just moonwalked all over you. We'll move on. NBA second half, here we go. Russell Westbrook introducing himself to the Clippers. Hello. Kevin Durant reportedly could be ready to play Sunday for Phoenix. And here are the standings in Boston and Denver. Hang on to the one. Tim Kalishaw, which team or storyline are you most intrigued by in the second half?
Well, there is that Mavericks team in the standings there with the six. Still trying to win their first game with Luka and Kyrie on the floor. They've lost to Sacramento, Minnesota, and Team Giannis so far. Mm. But I do think they'll beat the Spurs tonight. I do think they'll get something going, and it will at least, whatever the result, be fun to watch for a short period of time.
Martenzie Johnson.
Oh, it's the Milwaukee Bucks through and through. They're 12-0 in their last 12 games. They've averaged 120 points in those 12 games. They have the number 3 defense in the league. Bucks in 6.
Mina Kimes.
The Bucks? Oh my gosh, it's the Suns. The Suns, the super team. Once Kevin Durant plays, we have 20 games to see if the combination of him, Chris Paul, and Devin Booker can be the dominant offense they have the potential to be, or if they flame out, which would be a huge tragedy.
And Frank Isola.
Just a little note to Martenzie. This isn't ESPN Milwaukee. It's ESPN National. You don't have to just talk about the Milwaukee Bucks here. The team, as Mina said, is the Phoenix Suns. They added Kevin Durant, but I'll play by your rules. He could play Sunday on national TV in Milwaukee. So there you go. I made it come full.
Oh, wow.
Back to the Bucks.
Mm. What a pro. Buy or sell three. We could care less. Who said it? Brad Marchand said it. What did he say about the Bruins could care less, or is it couldn't care less, about the all-time wins record, all-time points record? Bruins on pace for both 133 points, which would break the 77 Canadiens record of 132, and 63 wins, which would break the 62 win record by the 96 Red Wings 19 Lightning. Martenzie, buy or sell the Bruins not carry.
I buy it. As far as I know about hockey players, they take themselves very seriously, so why would he lie? And they've probably seen what's happened in other sports where you go for the record, even a scoring record, LeBron, and your team doesn't succeed in the end. So I'm buying it, and hopefully they can win the Stanley Cup trophy.
Oh, boy. It's just a cup. It doesn't need to be a trophy. It's just a cup. Frank Isola, how about you?
All right, Brad, we know two things. You could get both. You could still finish with the best record and still win the Stanley Cup. They're not mutually exclusive. This is the problem, though. Why not give the team with the best record, NBA, the same thing, NHL? Give them a bye and also a little bit of money for finishing with the best record in the league. Incentivize somehow the regular season, even for the fans. How about that, Frank?
Mina Kimes?
Frank trying to fix hockey structurally. I'm just here to talk about the quote. Of course they're going to say that. What do you expect them to say? Yeah, we care about breaking records. Number one rule about a record in a team sport is you don't talk about the record, or else you risk becoming the, you know, the punchline of coming back from a 3-1.
Yes, okay. I was going to invite you to make an NBA comparison, which I don't always do here, but of course the Warriors wanted that 73-win record. And they got there, and it was great for the regular season and the sport, maybe not for the team in the finals. Kalishaw, last word on this.
You know, they are chasing two of the most legendary teams, the Ken Dryden, Guy Lafleur Canadiens of the 70s and the five Russian Red Wings in the 90s. And to be mentioned with those teams should be great. And to say we could care less, why don't you just tell people not to watch hockey, Brad? I mean, the sport has enough trouble getting ratings. Tim. Don't tell them that this thing you're doing doesn't have any meaning. It does.
Or tell them we couldn't care less and get it right. You know, one or the other. The rookie advancing. Maybe it was more Kalishaw and Isola. In some spots here, but no, this is going to look good. Mina Kimes.
ESPN Milwaukee, baby.
Martezzi Johnson in his first show in Showdown in 4 minutes.
Milwaukee, stand up.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Making Showdown in your first career show, that happens all the time. But winning Showdown, panelists are 10-12 all time in their first show. Good luck, Martezzi Johnson. Here you go, Mina Kimes. Showdown 1, the She Believes Cup. U.S. 2, Brazil 1. Alex Morgan, curler in the first half. Mallory Swanson continuing her world takeover in the second. And with that, another She Believes Cup win for the Americans. And after losing three straight games last fall, raising some eyebrows, six straight wins. Mina, what's the number one takeaway?
It's Mallory Swanson, who was named the best player in the tournament. She scored 8 goals in her last 6 games. She scored half of their goals this year. She has long been talked about as the future of U.S. soccer. We are seeing it happen right before our eyes.
Martezzi Johnson.
Yeah, as much as I like the future myself, let's go to the past a little bit. And that goal by Alex Morgan, the way she curved it was like watching the movie Wanted again. That was so amazing. And shout out to Angelina Jolie.
Oh, okay. I didn't see that one happening there. But so you're comparing yourself to Mallory Swanson because the future, and Mina Kimes is Alex Morgan?
Wow.
Exactly. I think that's
well,
a compliment.
I'll take that.
I should get the point for the compliment. There you go.
Showdown 2, check out this. Mississippi State pitcher Gerangelo Cinje. He's a switch pitcher, throws 90-plus from the right. He struck out 6 yesterday. And he throws 90-plus from the left, where he struck out another in his first start. Martezzi, gimmicky or game changer?
Oh, I think it's a game changer. I'm imagining a scenario where he's striking out righty after righty after righty. And so the skipper's like, all right, let's throw the lefty out there. And this is what he's going to literally do.
Yeah.
Mina Kimes, how about you?
Yeah, I agree. This is a game changer. We know the potential for gamesmanship when it comes to deploying a pitcher who can actually do this. The question hasn't been, you know, are their pitcher is trying it? It's can they do it at a high level? And as you said, he pitches with great velocity with both arms. That's what's new here.
Martezzi Johnson. Oh, well, let's see what you got for FaceTime. Let's go.
No, I'm going to use this because I'm just so grateful for this opportunity. I'm just a kid from Milwaukee, 21st Street Elementary School, Samuel Morris Middle School, Bradley Tech High School, which is right here. I brought the Letterman with me. I'm so grateful to be here. I started as an intern in 2014, and now I've gotten to this point. I can't really explain it. It's great. I'm living a life.
Martenzi Johnson, his first career show, his first career win. Don't be a stranger. Congratulations. Thanks, guys. We'll see you tomorrow around the horn.